Ukraine's Central Election Commission says pro-reform opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko is the winner of the first-round presidential election in Ukraine, edging out Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. The commission released the final official first-round results 10 days after the October 31st election and just less than 2 weeks before the scheduled second round. Earlier vote counts based on 97% of the vote put Prime Minister Yanukovych in the lead. So Wednesday's final word that Mr. Yushchenko took the first round came as a surprise. After a day-long meeting in the capital Kiev Wednesday, Ukraine's Electoral Commission announced that Mr. Yushchenko was leading the race by less than a percentage point with 40% of the vote. His challenger, Prime Minister Yanukovych, is said to have gained 39.3% of the vote. As outgoing President Leonid Kuchma's hand-picked successor, Mr. Yanukovych was seen as the more likely front-runner, even though Mr. Yushchenko has twice been voted Ukraine's most popular politician in recent years. Independent political analyst Ivan Lozoy in Kiev says the long-delayed release of the first-round results remains suspect in his view and only adds, he says, to the current political tensions in Ukraine. He also says it may well work against Mr. Yushchenko in the second round.
The drawing out of the vote counting process for the first round has put Yushchenko in a more of a bind because he has less time to conduct his campaigning before the second round, whereas as serving prime minister, of course, Mr. Yanukovych is constantly on the television screens.
Mr. Lozoy says the fact the commission has had to work so long and so hard, in his words, to release the result is a good sign for Ukraine's political opposition. But he says the time is coming when one of these two candidates is going to win the second round, and that, he adds, is when the real political struggle in Ukraine could begin.
The main issue, the main question, I think, is Mr. Yushchenko's reaction. Is he going to continue, as he has up till now, basically protest these violations as he has done his campaign? Or will he up the ante, which a lot of people want him to do, in order to put the question boldly, is the government ready to basically confront its own electorate or people and nation, or are they going to allow a relatively speaking fair process to continue?
Mr. Lozoy says some opposition supporters are already calling for mass protests if Mr. Yushchenko is not declared the overall winner after the second round on November 21st. In recent days, Mr. Yushchenko has picked up key support, winning the endorsement of the leader of Ukraine's Socialist Party, Alexander Moroz, whose party came in third in the first round with roughly 6% of the vote. Ukraine's Communist Party challenger, Petro Simonenko, came in fourth place with about 5% of the vote, but he and his party have not yet indicated whether they will support Prime Minister Yanukovych or Mr. Yushchenko. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.